Hello, class. I'm reading this audio summary from Denver, Colorado, and we're in the 20th of October's lesson called The Heart of Darkness. I've got quite a bit to read today. We'll be covering in class paragraphs 4.9, 6.14, 7.15, and 8.16. I'll also be reading some paragraphs that closely align with those, just to give some context to some of the later points that he gives in 6.14. So we'll start with 4.9. Your law punishes theft, O Lord, as does the law written in the hearts of men, that even wickedness cannot erase. For what thief will gladly bear another thief of robbing him, even if he's rich and the one robbing him is in need? But I wanted to steal, and I did, driven not by any need, but by a lack of regard for justice and an abundance of weakness. For I stole something, of which I had plenty and far better. Nor did I seek to enjoy what I had stolen, only the theft and the sin itself. Near our vineyard was a pear tree, heavy with fruit, that did not tempt with either color or taste. And late one night, I and some wicked youths, still seeking fun in our usual haunts, as was our foul habit, set about to shake the pears off the tree and carry them away, taking with us a huge load, not to eat, but to throw to the pigs. And if we ate a few of the pears, it was only to relish the wrongness of what we had done. Such was my heart, O God, such was my heart, which you took pity on in the profoundest depths of the abyss. Let my heart tell you now what it sought there, being wicked for no reason and having no cause to do ill except wickedness itself. It was detestable, but I delighted in it. I delighted in my undoing. I delighted in my eclipse. Not that for which I was eclipsed, but the eclipse itself. A depraved soul falling from your firmament to its destruction, not seeking anything through my shamefulness, but shame itself. And now moving on to 6:12. Wretch that I was, what did I love in you, my theft, O deed committed in that night of my 16th year? Is it not that you were beautiful? For you were a theft. Are you even a thing that I can speak to you? Beautiful were the fruits we stole, for they were your creation, O most beautiful of all, creator of all, O God that is good, God the highest good and my true good. Beautiful were those fruits. But it was not them that my wretched soul desired, for I had plenty better, and the ones I plucked only so that I might steal. No sooner had I plucked them than I threw them away, my sin being the only feast I rejoiced in. And the few bites of fruit that did enter my mouth were seasoned with sin. And now, O Lord my God, I ask you, what was it in that theft that delighted me? It had no beauty. I do not mean beauty as in the beauty of justice or judiciousness, nor such beauty as in the mind of a man, in the memory of the senses, the blossoming of life, nor as the stars are beautiful and splendid in the sky, nor as the earth and sea are filled with new life, through birth replacing what has died, not even the false beauty lurking in the shadows that belongs to vice. This too is the way that pride imitates lofty elegance, whereas you alone are God, exalted above all. What does vanity seek but honors and glory, whereas you alone are to be honored and glorious in eternity? The cruelty of powerful men aims to be feared. But who is to be feared other than the one and only God? What can be seized or robbed of his power? When, where, how, or by whom? Tender caresses aim to spark love, yet nothing is more tender than your love. Nor is anything loved more with more wholesomeness than your truth, beautiful and bright above all. Curiosity poses as a desire for knowledge, whereas you, who are above all, know all. Ignorance and foolishness hide behind the names of simplicity and innocence, but there is no greater simplicity than you, no greater innocence, for sinners are harmed by their own deeds. Idleness poses as a desire for calm. But what calm is there other than the Lord? Extravagance strives to be called abundance and plenty, but you are plenitude and the unfailing plentatiousness of imperishable delight. Prodigality seeks to array itself in the glow of generosity, but it is you who are the supremely abundant giver of all good. Greed seeks to possess much, but you possess all. Jealousy strives for excellence, but what is more excellent than you? Anger seeks revenge, but who avenges with greater justice than you? Fear recoils from things that are unaccustomed and unexpected, things that endanger what is beloved, and fear takes precautions for the safety of what it loves. But to you, what is unaccustomed? What is unexpected? Who can take from you what you love? Where, other than with you, is enduring safety? Sadness pines for things lost in which cupidity delighted, insisting that nothing be taken from it, just as nothing can be taken from you. Thus the soul that turns away from you fornicates, seeking outside you that which is clear and pure, but which it can only find when it returns to you. All those have erred who seek to imitate you perversely, having distanced themselves from you and extolling themselves in pride against you. But even by seeking to imitate you, they admit that you are creator of the entire universe, and that it is not possible for them to distance themselves from you entirely. What then did I love in that theft? And how did I, albeit perversely and in error, imitate my Lord? Did I delight in breaking your law, at least fervently, as I lacked power, like a slave who steals with impunity, attaining a shadowy semblance of omnipotence? Behold the servant fleeing his Lord and seeking a shadow, a putridness, O monstrous life and chasm of death. Was I drawn to what was forbidden just because it was forbidden? What shall I render to the Lord that as my memory recalls these things, they do not frighten my soul? I will love you, Lord, and I will give thanks and praise your name because you have forgiven me my evil and nefarious deeds. It is to your grace and mercy that I attribute your melting my sins away like ice. To your grace also, I attribute whatever evil deeds I did not do. For what might I not have done, I who loved an evil deed and did them for no reason? Yet everything has, I vow, been forgiven me, both the evils I committed of my own free will and the evils that with your guidance I did not commit. What man pondering his weakness would dare ascribe his purity and innocence to his own strength so that he should love you less? As if he were less in need of mercy with you to forgive the sins of those who have turned to you. For whoever is called by you and follows your voice and avoids the things he reads me recalling and confessing here should not scorn me who was sick, but who was cured by that physician, through whose ministrations I was no longer sick, or rather, less sick. He should therefore love you as much, or even more, since he must see that the one who saved me from the great ravages of my sin is also the one who has saved him from those ravages. What reward did I, wretch that I was, gain from those things at remembering which I now can only blush with shame? Particularly that theft in which I loved, only the theft I loved and nothing more, the theft itself so trifling, and I therefore the greater wretch for loving it so. But I would not have committed it alone. I remember my state of mind at the time. I would certainly not have committed it alone. In that theft, I also loved the company of those with whom I committed it. So could I have loved nothing but the theft? Yes, I did love nothing, for that company itself was nothing. What was it really? Who can tell me except he who illuminates my heart, shedding light on its shadows? What drives my mind to question, examine, and seek? For had I loved the fruits I stole and wanted to enjoy them, I could have done it alone and committed the evil deed, being sufficient to attain my pleasure. Nor would I have needed accomplices to rouse the heat of my cravings. But as my pleasure was not in those pears, it was in the evil deed itself, and done in the company of a sinful group. I look forward to explaining this, and let's talk about this and discuss this on Sunday. God bless you all.